welcome. I'm Rob Bagby, reporting to you for Bites by MSDN, and with me I've got Michelle LaRue-Bustamante. Michelle, thanks so much for coming by.
Hi there, Rob.
We just saw each other last week at Dev Connections.
We did, and that was fabulous.
I am guessing that most of the people watching this have seen you presenting at one conference or another, but that's not all you do with your job, is it?
No, not really. Actually, that's just a side part that's part of kind of getting out to the community and sharing your knowledge, and it kind of helps you perfect your understanding of the things that you talk about, too, because you're trying to figure out, how do I explain this in a way that somebody new, you know, can understand? That's
sure.
The kind of take I usually put onto it. So, yeah, but I do mostly architecture consulting and training for iDesign. So we basically go to customers, try and help them understand what technologies fit where, and specialize in helping build a vertical slice, let's say, of the system that they're trying to put together.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, it would be, say, WCF services behind a web or thick client application, and how we architect that and how we secure it with, say, federated security technologies that are coming out, like Windows Identity Foundation, and putting it in the cloud, for example. We spend a lot of time now with customers trying to help them understand why they can leverage the cloud to protect their applications.
So that's interesting. So when we were talking earlier, you told me about, you know, you have a background where building applications that had to be up 24/7. And so tell me a little bit about what that was like, you know, back in the old days, like, say, 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, actually, my experience, interestingly, was in the Java platform with an Oracle backend, and we had to buy very expensive Sun equipment to support that. But the reason we did is because our customers were convinced that they were going to send us hundreds of thousands of requests a day and that we had to be ready for that peak load. And if we didn't, you know, prove to them that we could handle the load, we weren't able to get their business. So I had to write things like 60-page service level agreements explaining in detail, you know, how we secure passwords and how we do our backup recovery, or when we do it, how often, and how we can replace equipment, you know, within a day because we have vendor agreements, and things like what our monitoring average would be. So, you know, we're going to guarantee you under 2 seconds per request, and at the worst case 10, and just all of these things, a lot of detail just to prove that we could handle the load. And you know what happened, of course, is none of them sent us that amount of traffic. So we bought, you know, $750,000 worth of equipment and agreements and staffing and planning around this, all to wait for this thing that never happened. And wow, I wish I could do that today with the cloud.
Yeah, it's not like Bull Durham. If you build it, they will come.
No.
Sometimes you build it ready for millions of hits and,
right,
and you get five.
But I understand why customers want you to prove that, because
sure,
they're giving you their data. They're trusting you with a service. So,
yep,
you know, you're only as good as obviously your ability to be available,
right,
and to scale. And they're thinking, they don't know how many customers we're going to have and how much we need to scale. So they want to know that we can handle that load, not just from them, but from everybody else.
So the challenge that you were solving was the ability to scale up or scale out so you could handle these massive amounts of requests. The challenge was that you couldn't scale down when we didn't need
it. Yeah, so we didn't have the option of, you know, all of a sudden spinning up a couple new machines, and besides the fact that how much that would cost, and then what do you do with the machines after the fact? And there was another issue too. A lot of customers wanted us to have another data center in case of a force majeure problem.
Right.
Actually, during that time, New York had a blackout. Luckily, we weren't hosted there, but it begged the question, you know, what would we do if that happened? And so we were almost this close to, you know, having to, you know, set up an arrangement where we could quickly stand up machines somewhere else. And that would have just been so expensive. I don't think we could have stayed in business. So it's amazing that we can do that so easily today when we, you know, leverage the cloud.
So that kind of takes us to today with Azure, these problems. How does that change, or how does that, you know, how are these problems solved with Azure today?
Well, it solves the problem of the small to medium-sized business just getting something up and running without having to spend an astronomical amount of money. And it's not just the money to acquire the machines and, you know, set up, you know, the routers and switches and all of that stuff, but it's also the process around that and the management of that and the team you need to hire that has expertise in that, and then the documentation of all of that and how you're doing it. So it just sort of reduces also your overhead and staffing. You still want somebody monitoring what the cloud is doing for you, so what, you know, Azure is doing for me, per se. But you can obviously hire fewer people and trust a lot more, delegate a lot more of that responsibility. So it's quite effective.
So the small guy can compete with the big guys now.
Absolutely. And that is fantastic.
I love this country.
It makes you want to start a small business tomorrow, right?
Let's do it tomorrow.
Let's do it. Yeah. What should we do?
I don't know. We'll talk about that after the cameras stop.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, thanks so much for coming by today. That was
a
great time chatting with you. And thank you for watching.
Thanks.